Money makes you happy if you spend it on others. They say money can't buy you happiness, but new research published in the journal Science suggests that it can if you spend it on someone else. Simply making very small changes in how you spend money can make a difference for happiness, said Elizabeth Dunn, an assistant professor at the University of British Columbia, who led the research along with Michael I. Norton, an assistant professor at Harvard Business School. Studies of happiness have long found that, unless people are extremely poor, getting more money brings surprisingly small gains in positive feelings. The researchers suspected that perhaps the reason people weren't happier was not because of the money itself, but rather because of what they did with their money, mainly spending it on possessions for themselves. The research was done at a small Boston-area medical supply company, where employees received bonuses averaging about $5,000. The researchers measured their levels of happiness before and after receiving the money. What they found, said Norton, was that the size of the bonus you get has no relation to how happy you are. But the amount you spend on other people does predict how happy you are. The researchers used a 5-point scale, asking people, "Do you feel happy in general?" There were 5 answers provided. Yes, most of the time, sometimes, rarely, or no. They found that people could expect to go up a full point on the scale if they spent about a third of the bonus on others, Dunn said. She calls this pro-social spending. She continued with the example of Tim and Dan. They both answered the question that they were happy sometimes before receiving the bonus. If Dan spent a third of his bonus pro-socially, and Tim spent none in this way, the researchers would expect that after spending their bonuses, Dan would be happy most of the time. This is exactly what happened. The study fits in well with other current research that finds that helping others is the best way to help yourself. People who give more and are more socially connected are happier. There's so much benefit to the person who contributes to others that I often think that there is no more selfish act than a generous act, said Tal Ben-Shahar, author of the book Happier, and teacher of a positive psychology course on happiness, Harvard's most popular class. During 1 week of the course, Ben-Shahar asks students to do 5 small acts of kindness a day. Examples of these could be giving change to homeless people, being nice to waiters, or calling grandparents. The effect of it is quite remarkable and lasts for much longer than a day, he said. Similarly, the Science study found that spending a small amount of money could bring large results. In a separate experiment, the researchers gave college students either $5 or $20 and told them to quickly spend the money. Some were told to spend it on themselves, on a bill, or a gift to themselves. and some were told to spend it on others, on a donation to charity, or a gift to someone else. The vast majority of the students predicted that they would be happier with $20 than $5. That evening, the participants' happiness levels were measured. But again, the amount of money did not matter. Those who spent it on others felt happier than those who spent it on themselves. We don't want to suggest that more money would never matter, Dunn said. It's just that in our studies, we found that how people spent their money mattered at least as much as how much money they received. Indeed, there was no effect at all on the amount of money received in the two studies. Part of the explanation could be that people tend to be made happier by experiences than by possessions, said Sonia Lubomirsky, author of The How of Happiness. Americans tend to spend their money on possessions, she said. But research shows that the happiness from a bigger house or television set quickly decreases as people get used to the benefits and face the responsibility that comes with ownership. However, taking a friend out to lunch, say, is more of an experience and more likely to bring longer-lasting good feelings. Also, when a person acts kindly, she said, there are social consequences. You might enhance your friendship. You might make new friends. People might reciprocate. So why don't more people realize that spending money on others is a reliable road to happiness? One reason may be because it's much easier to count money than to measure happiness, Norton said. If you think about getting ahead in life, you can say, last year I made X, and now I'm making X plus 10. But people don't conceive of their lives as, I was 71 happy last year, and now I'm 76 happy. Even if they do, the reasons for greater happiness may not be obvious to them, he said. Dunn said that when she wrote up the study, it was close to the holidays, and she decided that, instead of giving her family things, she would get them gift certificates to a website that allows people to choose various philanthropic projects to support. I've never gotten more positive responses to any gift I've given my family, she said. I was giving them the gift of giving.